Now, before we adjourn, tell Farmore.
I'd like to ask a question. What are we, let's talk about exactly what we're going to do. And one of the questions is whether we want to talk about MICA specifics anymore, because if we do, then we might want to ask Janet to stay another day. And I say reluctantly, if we're ready to move on.
What about Bill? I'm going to use it
to handle the technical. I can't handle the technical questions about claims, particularly that Janet can handle. So that's her forte.
She could be nice to stay on a major inconvenience. So.
Sam.
Yeah, Rick.
For those who couldn't be here, might not be possible to teleconference using LIO.
The one person we were kind of hoping to have here was Dave Donnelly, and I don't know what he's up to tomorrow, so he's going to have his staff here to be able to represent what their committee has initiated as far as legislation. And I think only one other member of the task force isn't in town, that's Mr. Witt. And the other legislators are here, so I prefer not to do those damn teleconferences personally, just because you have to talk to a box, and it's not quite as convenient. And so I didn't think you needed to, just because it looks like we had pretty good participation.
Just in case there was some expert witness that you actually needed, we found out that.
Also, maybe Janet could head to Anchorage and then join us on a teleconference.
For example, right?
Yeah, that'd be fine with me.
Yeah, I was.
That's what I guess I was addressing.
Well, yeah, we could put her on a speakerphone too.
Right, that's right.
Which is the easy approach.
And Janet, we're not without information about insurance claims either.
Well, I think so. Yeah, and we may need someone to interpret it. But Janet, you're off the hook. But we might ask you to stand by a phone, and we could plug in. We've got a speakerphone here, and we could call you tomorrow. Is that inconvenient to call you if we have questions?
Because of the ticketing arrangement that and Bill kind of hijacked me, but I was also hijacked by the volcano. I'm flying back to Seattle tonight and in Anchorage tomorrow, so.
So you're not?
I'll be next to a phone, but not until tomorrow afternoon. Mm. Not in the morning.
What time? What time tomorrow afternoon do you think you'd be at home? Okay, every time. Why don't you give us a buzz around?
Just thought they may have something to talk about, may not.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sam, just so I understand, we're going to focus on the various legislative proposals tomorrow morning.
I think the general topic for tomorrow is solutions.
And what to do next?
There are a lot of proposals that have been introduced as legislative proposals. Perhaps some others that haven't been yet should be.
Well, that's what I wanted to say, was that there's always some difficulty in going through legislation, especially the first time, in being sure that we're targeting. And we may find, or just as you said, if I could just say it again, that there may be things that we missed that aren't going to be on the table. I heard pieces of proposed solutions in the short time I was able to be here, and I'd certainly be useful to our committee if any new ideas that people have brought to the table that maybe haven't been explored, that even in just a paragraph be left for David or something, so that we could look at them later. And the best ideas haven't been introduced yet. I have no way of judging until we look them all over, but I agree with what you just said there, and I hope other people heard you.
Sure, we can make it tomorrow.
I'll be
here. I hope we'll have a little bit of time to add some comments as this dialogue went on, and I don't want to make it now, but when we start, we can have just a little rehash of that. I appreciate it.
Mr. Speaker, for those of us that have attended, I would like a list of all the people that were here today. Is there such a list?
Yeah, we have a list of
address, telephone number, profession, or what have you.
We can try to assemble such a list. We didn't have a sign-in list. We'll
have a sign-in list or assemble one for you.